We use proverbs all the time, don't we? Like one in Rome or a stitch in time.
Yeah, these just pop out little bits of wisdom.
Exactly. We get them, you know? It feels totally automatic.
Like an instant download.
Right. But what if it wasn't so easy for everyone? What if interpreting those simple sayings actually showed something really complex about our brains?
That's a really interesting angle because for some people, even with like perfectly normal intelligence overall, understanding those phrases is a real challenge.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're looking at some really compelling research. It's from the journal Brain and Language.
Ah, the Remmel, Brown, and Paul study.
That's the one. Our mission here is to explore how the brain's, well, its main communication highway, the corpus callosum, is surprisingly vital for understanding these sayings, especially for people with AGCC.
The genesis of the corpus callosum.
Right. We want to unpack why their understanding is different and maybe what that tells us about language and the brain itself.
Okay, so AGCC, just to clarify, that's a condition someone's born with. It means the corpus callosum, that huge bundle of nerves connecting the left and right sides of the brain.
The bridge.
Yeah, the main bridge. It's either missing entirely or just partially formed. And what's really striking is, like you said, people with AGCC can have totally normal IQ scores.
But they still face these consistent, subtle cognitive hurdles.
Exactly. It's a specific pattern.
So, how did the researchers, Remmel and the team, actually investigate this with proverbs?
Well, they used a couple of different proverb tests. One was the Gorham proverb test. Another was part of the DKEFS battery.
Okay.
And the really key thing was how they tested. They had free response tasks.
Where you have to explain it in your own words.
Exactly. Generate the meaning yourself. And then they had multiple choice tasks where you just pick the best interpretation from a list. Then they compare the AGCC group to neurotypical controls.
And the results were pretty clear.
Oh, yeah, quite clear. Proverb comprehension is generally lower in folks with AGCC. But the really interesting part,
Gone.
the difficulty was much, much more pronounced when they had to generate the meaning themselves in those free response tasks.
So it wasn't just general understanding, it was the act of creating that abstract meaning.
Precisely. You see it in the examples they gave. Like for Rome wasn't built in a day, an AGC participant might say something like,
It took a long time to build
"We
Rome.
got it," or "A stream cannot rise higher than its source." Might get interpreted as, "Water can't go any higher." They're very literal, concrete restatements.
Not the abstract point about potential or limitations. Wow, so that's the generation challenge.
That's it. Big time.
Okay, so if generating was the main hurdle, could they at least recognize the meaning if options were given, like in the multiple choice parts?
Well, their performance there was better, but still quite varied. It wasn't like they
Yeah.
suddenly had no problems.
Yeah.
Having the options laid out definitely seemed to make the task less complex for them. But the study also pointed out something interesting.
Which was?
Older, maybe less common proverbs, the kind more frequent in that Gorham test, were tougher, even for recognition.
So familiarity played a role too. But the core issue isn't just basic language skills then. It's not like they don't understand the words themselves.
Absolutely not. This isn't just a downstream effect of, say, weaker vocabulary or trouble with literal sentences.
Okay.
When you connect the dots, this difficulty with proverbs seems to fit into a bigger pattern. It looks like part of a broader challenge with what you might call second-order meaning.
Second order meaning, like the meaning behind the meaning.
Kind of, yeah. Think about
Yeah.
getting a joke, right? You hear the words, but the humor, the punchline, the irony, that's the second layer.
I see. And proverbs work like that too.
Exactly. It seems individuals with AGCC struggle more with accessing that deeper, abstract, often figurative layer. And this actually connects to other things we know, like documented difficulties with understanding humor or sarcasm in this group.
Fascinating. So the big question then is why? Why does missing this neural bridge affect something like understanding a stitch in time saves nine?
The researchers had a couple of ideas, right?
They did. Two main explanations floating around. One focuses on hemispheric specialization.
Okay.
The idea here is basically that the corpus callosum normally connects the right hemisphere, which is really important for grasping the nuance, the context, the non-literal stuff in language.
The spirit of it, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It connects that right hemisphere to the left hemisphere, which is more the engine for basic language processing, grammar, words.
So, no bridge, less communication between the literal side and the nuanced side.
That's the theory. That connection is crucial for complex language.
Okay, and the second explanation. The other perspective looks at it more in terms of processing resources, like cognitive horsepower.
How so?
It suggests the corpus callosum is really vital for coordinating large networks across the entire brain, getting both hemispheres working together efficiently.
Right.
And interpreting something complex and maybe unfamiliar, like non-literal language, requires a lot of that bihemispheric teamwork.
So in AJCC, that coordination is limited, making demanding tasks harder.
Exactly. And that helps explain why the free response tasks, which are definitely more complex and demanding than multiple choice, showed the biggest problems. It requires more neural heavy lifting.
That makes a lot of sense. So bringing this back,
yeah.
What does this all mean for, you know, everyday life for us?
Well, it's incredibly relevant, isn't it? Think about how much of our daily chat relies on understanding stuff that isn't explicitly stated.
Jokes, sarcasm, indirect comments.
And proverbs. We navigate these nuanced, non-literal meanings constantly, often without even thinking about it.
So this deep dive really highlighted how that central brain connection, the corpus callosum, is key for interpreting proverbs, especially for generating that abstract second-order meaning.
Yeah. And for people with AGCC, that whole process is just significantly harder, which must impact communication in ways we don't always appreciate.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it, how much of our social understanding, our ability to just connect with people, relies on instantly grabbing these unspoken figurative meanings, meanings we usually just take for granted. What hidden layers of language are we processing all the time without even realizing the complexity involved?